Good morning and welcome.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Quinn Tu, and I am going to be your host today for a very awesome launch to Dreaming Big and Leading Boldly. Vasi Hontalis will be your host of this show. And Vasi, why don't you give us an idea of what exactly the show is going to be about?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to launch this show today, and thank you, Quinn, for also hosting me. And this is a show about innovative women who grow their thriving businesses by staying true to themselves and their vision. And what that's really about is how to keep your vision alive as a women business owner during the ups and downs in our economy, in our changing times, and with this wonderful opportunity we have in front of us to really step up and step out and really shine our light and our vision into the world.
So let's go back for a minute. What do you consider to be an innovative woman?
Well, an innovative woman is someone who is going out, you know, I like to think of it as coloring outside the lines or thinking outside the box, as it may be. So they're building and growing their business in a way that may be through non-traditional means. They may be facing their business challenges in a way that's unique to them and to their customers. And they're not doing business the usual way. So, for example, go ahead, Quinn.
I'm sorry, I was just going to ask a follow-up question. So in terms of, like, for example, I consider myself a very inside-the-line kind of woman. So what would I get out of listening to your show if I want to do business the traditional way?
So what I'll be doing is interviewing women who may have done business the traditional way, and have approached their challenges and some of the ways that they're growing their business in a way that might be different for them from the past. And they've grown and learned, and they want to share some of these best practices with other women to inspire and encourage them. So even though, Quinn, you may have consider yourself a traditional person, you may have an opportunity through these interviews to open your mind and to get some different perspectives. So it's not like you're going to change things overnight, but you might say, oh, I picked up this one tip or this one tool, or, you know, this woman said something. And I use that to apply to my business. And I had just maybe, it might even be a different tweak that you might have. But that tweak may make all the difference in the way that you're navigating the next cycle, the next stage of growth in your business.
I see. So in terms of the women that you are going to have on the show, first of all, where you connect with them? Do they hang out in a certain group?
Well, that's a good question. I've always been a visionary myself and an innovator. And so I always seem to be several years ahead of where things are. So I seem to attract those women or somehow connect with those women or find them myself. And so I know that not everyone, because I talk to other women in business, not everyone gets an opportunity to connect with those innovators and those visionaries. So that's part of the vision of this show, is to connect women who might not typically have access to these women through the interviews. They will have a chance to access some of these visionaries and innovators that are out there doing great work and building their businesses in ways that are really quite inspirational for many of us who are maybe just starting out, or maybe, you know, ready to go to the next level of growth with our business.
Okay, so you're the dreaming big part of the show. How does the leading boldly part come into play?
Well, I've noticed that most people are either weighted one way naturally than the other. So some people are really great at dreaming big, and then some people are really great at leading boldly, but they may not necessarily have the big vision. So it's putting those two together, because a lot of times one of the things that women come up against with when they have big dreams is the belief how to then take that out in a big way and lead boldly. So we're going to connect those two pieces, interviews in this show, right? Because you can lead boldly.
Okay.
If you don't have the big vision, you're not going to be making as big of an impact as you would like to make, and perhaps is the mission of your business, and continue to grow and thrive. So it's really connecting those big parts, the vision as well as what it takes to carry out the vision in a big way.
So will you also be exploring how somebody would know that the vision that they have is a big enough vision, or if it needs to be expanded some more?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's actually one of my passions and super gifts when I work, superpowers that I work with clients with, is a lot of times, you know, it's like, okay, I can see expansion or that possibility of where they can go bigger. And not everyone is able to do that, because when you're running your business, you're very much in the trenches. And so a lot of times you're in the day-to-day, as opposed to being able to look more at that long-term, or what are you really going for? So one of the things that we'll be doing to help women business owners around that is also looking at culture, because culture is such an important piece of being able to expand your business in a way. And by that, I mean, how do you take, you know, the values and the behaviors and the mindsets as you grow your business and build team that carries that out, so you aren't always putting out the fires and looking short term, but you're also able to have a foot out in the future. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to sharing with our listeners.
So if you're just starting out in your business and you're a one-woman show, would culture be something that you should be concerned about?
Absolutely. In fact, I have a client right now who said, you know, I don't have a team yet. Her vision is to build a multi-million dollar business. And she said, you have taught me so much about culture, how important it is to start thinking about it now. And so it was really interesting to get her perspective on that. And what is important is, because you need to have clarity of your vision and your values when you start out, even if you don't have anyone, any team that's working for you yet, because that's the foundation that you're going to grow your business from. So that's why it's important to start thinking of culture. Yeah.
Okay. So what other types of things are you going to be focusing on your show?
Well, you know, I see a lot of emphasis put on business models and strategies, and all that's great and important. And while we will be covering that, there's also, like, we want to look kind of behind the curtain, too, and inside, as what makes us thrive and succeed on an inner level. So what are the inner structures? And by that, I mean, what are the beliefs? What is the techniques for facing doubt and fear? Because every time we go to take a step outside our comfort zone, into our courage zone, right, when we go outside of our comfort zone, you know, we need ways to be able to face the fears and deal with the doubt and still take action. That's the leading boldly. So people will also get tips and tools to be able to manage the fear, the doubt that comes up as a natural part of growing, excuse me, outside of your comfort zone.
So I have to ask, what is it that made you say, I want to do a show about women and business and having vision and leadership at this point in your business life, I guess would be the best way to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you know how they say that what we teach is what we have to learn. And so
that
I found
so true.
Yeah, so that's been my journey, you know, as a bold visionary. You know, I've had, 4 or 5 businesses in the last 20 years since I left corporate America. And so there's been a lot of learning, a lot of growth, and how to really keep dreaming big, you know, even though there's lots of ups and downs, not only in business, but in the world we've living in more now than ever before, you know, in these changing times, and how to be able to keep your vision alive in these changing times. That became a question that I wanted to answer both for myself and also for many women who confide in me, who, you know, are out there with their big visions, with their incredible businesses, and serving their customers and making a difference and wanting the additional support and inspiration to keep their vision alive. And a lot of these women, you wouldn't know that to look at them, but as they've confided in me, as I've worked with them, I've seen that we need to share more and support each other as women business owners. And so that became part of my vision for my business and my work, is to have this kind of radio show where I could help inspire people to keep their vision alive and how to keep that fire
wow.
lit that started with their business. Because
wow.
that's what we do, is we're really tending the fire as we grow our businesses.
Yeah, yeah. So share with your listeners, Vasi, your journey. So as I would say to, you know, my own clients, what is your street cred for what you do?
Yes. Well, I'm thinking back to a time in my 20s, in my first job out of college. I was working for a swimwear sportswear designer, and I had been reporting to the CEO and to the founder of the company, and during that time, I discovered that there was unethical and illegal activity going on. And when I confronted CEO, yeah, it was they were lying to federal customs agents about where the clothing was manufactured. I confronted both CEO and the founder of the company. And, you know, here I was, I don't know, 24 years old or something. And I said, I can no longer work for your company. You know, I don't believe in the way you're running your business, and I just can't work there any longer. And quite literally, it was my dream job out of college. So it was very hard, but at the same time, very easy. And I remember at the time, the CEO looked at me and he said, well, how do you think a business should be run? And I told him, which these days is not necessarily a big deal, but, you know, 25 years ago, it was a big deal. And he said, you'll never find that. So I decided at that moment to go and to learn about leadership and to learn about the type of business that I felt was not only possible, but necessary in this world. Where there were values of, and there was a clear vision and accountability and integrity and service and all those things. So I began my journey in corporate America in Silicon Valley. And in 6 years, I was promoted to, so after 6 years, I was at the same position as the manager I came in at And you have to understand my background was art at that time and design. So for me to go into a technical environment was very different. So I stepped up my leadership. I learned from the best leaders. I was in Silicon Valley when there was a lot of upsizing, downsizing, right-sizing. And I went through, I think, in those 6 years, 5 layoffs in the company I was at, which at that time was competing with Microsoft. And I think 3 changes of leadership. And it was during that time that I really decided I wanted to then also supplement that, my professional working experience, with academic experience. So I began a unique master's of its kind that was focused on organization systems renewal, which is about change and transformation in individuals and organizations, which basically is a lot of words for saying, how do we grow our businesses and in a way that they will thrive for the future, not just today, but for the future. So I began the graduate program doing that at the same time that I had to change jobs because I couldn't work in that environment and still do the grad work. So I found a wonderful cutting-edge nonprofit that I managed a program for there for 4 years, and I took retired executives from Silicon Valley, and I was a matchmaker, and I placed them in nonprofits the leadership in nonprofits. Yeah, and so they worked together on year-long systems change projects, and so I facilitated them learning about each other's cultures and bringing business best practices to nonprofits, and that was a wonderful balance to my professional work background. And from that, after 4 years, I launched my consulting and coaching practice. So for the last, 15 years, probably a little bit more than that, I've been working with leaders not only, in business, but also early on in my career in nonprofits. And so I began to see there were certain patterns of how businesses change and grow and how leadership must change and grow as well in order to keep the business growing as well and thriving. So it's kind of a long story, but I needed to share that because that's what I bring to this, to use your word, street cred, is I bring a number of different perspectives, both within companies as well as working with clients.
Yeah, I definitely say your journey has been quite a long one and also gave you a lot of breath as well as depth. I don't know that it's very usual for somebody who is, let's say, from a more creative background, able to thrive and succeed in a more technical background. How did you manage that?
I think of creativity as, as a this is always kind of tricky. Creativity as a tool as well, and a way of thinking. So when I went into business, which was very different, obviously, than when I was describing my early career in fashion design, to me, it was like, okay, how do I apply this way of thinking with people? So I began being creative with people in terms of building relationships. So that's how I used my creativity. Is building relationships, building collaborations. And also creativity allows you to see opportunities and to think big. So, I helped start, for example, the first Workshare program. When I was a new manager, I brought in the first internship program. There were things that I did that I was able to bring in that innovative thinking into managing and leading people. And that's very much what I facilitate and what I mentor people in now, because everyone is creative. And so when you bring that into your business, you're able to grow and thrive in a way that's unique, and you stand out from others, which these days, that's what we need to do. We need to have that sense of uniqueness and authenticity that sets us apart from everyone else with our business.
So would you say that the vision that you have for your business is what sets you apart and makes you authentic, or help me put those pieces together.
It's really the clarity, excuse me, that's the key. So it's the clarity of your vision, yes. It's the clarity of your passions. Because I see some women going into businesses because they want that freedom and flexibility. And they want control over their futures in a way that maybe they didn't have that working for someone else. But you also have to have the passion, because that's going to be what sustains you in your business. So, you know, that's a key piece as well.
Let me shift the conversation to a slightly different perspective. We've talked a lot about what your show is going to be focusing on. I'd like to ask you, what is the show not going to be discussing?
That's a great question. The show is not – actually, let me pause for a minute because I want to answer this completely. The show is not going to be rehashing things that we hear every day that businesses are based on. So things like, you know, the five-year plan, or things, there's so much change going on that we're not going to be talking about the way that things have been done in the past. And we're also not going to be talking about how hard or difficult it is to build a business right now. Because the way that I see it and the people that I'm talking to, this is the most incredible opportunity right now to be starting and growing our businesses. And I don't know if you've heard this, but, you know, I was actually stunned. I was looking, I know we have global listeners, but I was looking in the United States. We have over 11 million women-owned businesses now in the United States. And that amount in the last, 7 years has grown 45%. And there's a reason why. It's because women are seeing opportunities to serve markets that have been either not fully served or underserved. That's why there's opportunity, is that, you know, women have an ability to see what's needed in a very specific way and what needs aren't being met. So that's why I think it's a great opportunity. And the other thing I would just say quickly, because I know we're getting to the end of our show, is that we have more control over our future when we have our businesses. And I know that challenges some of the conventional thinking, but it's actually true. As we see more companies merging, as we see more, you know, downsizing or difficult times with the bigger companies, women realize that they can put their energy and their time and their brain into developing something of their own business, and they can run with it as far as they want and as fast as they want. So that's why I think that this is an opportunity now to have a business more than ever with the change.
Yeah. I mean, the stats is pretty impressive. So I have to ask another tough question. What is the male listener going to get out of this? It sounds like it's going to be a very women-centric show. So we have listeners who are male and female. So what would the male listener tune in for?
Well, even though I've been focusing on women as the audience in answering your questions, in my mind and my vision is to inspire men as well to keep their vision alive. Everything that they will be hearing will be things that they can consider and use to help them grow their businesses. Because to me, this is really the bigger conversation. It's about the new leadership that we need in changing times. And so women and men are partners in this together. We're redefining what it looks like to lead and grow businesses. And we very much need each other, need to support each other and inspire each other. So that's what I'm hoping men take away from it. It's the same thing women are. You know, they'll just decide what is useful to them as well. But innovation is innovation in my book. Doesn't matter who does it.
That's so true. That's so true. And the idea of focusing on new leadership and being both partners and beneficiaries in all of the innovation, regardless of your gender, is very much a hot topic at this point as well. So,
absolutely.
What would you use to describe your vision for dreaming big and leading boldly? Like, if it was wildly successful, how would that look like to you?
It would look like there would be a bigger conversations going around in the world. Like, it would generate bigger conversations about what really leads to successful businesses, no matter who owns them, women or men, or who leads them. I think we're at that point. Well, I don't think, I know. We're at that point where we can't do business as usual. So my vision for this podcast is that people begin taking the ideas and having conversations about what they might want to do differently to grow their businesses. Because even though I shared with you that there's over 11 million women-owned businesses in the United States, only 3% of women-owned businesses generate $500,000 or more in revenue versus 9% of men. So there's still
those are some astounding stats that you've shared with us. Geesh.
Yeah, and that's why I'm mentioning it, because to me, we can't keep our businesses going if our bottom lines aren't growing, right? And so
yes.
This is the thing. My big hope is that the ideas and practices and the inspiration, you know, that people will have from this show to keep their vision alive will enable them to grow their bottom line and to make the bigger impact that they're wanting to make, not just in their lives and with their teams and their employees, but in the world as well and for their customers.
Uh-huh.
Because that's huge.
Yeah.
If we're able to grow our revenues, you know, more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will end with a very important question. You've put out a lot about what dreaming big and leading boldly is going to be about. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing the visions and the words of wisdoms from your guests. If our listeners wanted to contact you to be a part of the conversation or to share with you what they've gone through or what their challenges are, or even, you know, what their successes are, how would they reach you?
I would love to hear from anyone who would like to share their successes or have ideas for shows or want to be on the show even. Vasi, V-A-S-I, at igniteyoursoul.com, and that's spelled S-O-L, soul, Vasi at igniteyoursoul.com. They can email me or they could go through my website at igniteyoursoul.com.
Perfect. I hope that you get a lot of response, because it's always nice to get feedback from the listeners and find out, you know, what you're saying is resonating, or if you have a certain focus that is of particular interest. So, yeah, I'm so much looking forward to the next time that you have a guest on and what kinds of visions that they'll be sharing with us. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Vasi, and much success to your future podcasts. And to our listeners, thank you so much for your time. We will be back for another Women Lead Radio show on Friday, and we will be having Charmaine Hammond and she will be speaking about communicating for success. So once again, everybody have a great week, and we will see you on Friday.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.